Gosh.
Come home smelling like radishes every night. It's a padded room dance party. My name is Darian. I've been known to shake my ass on the dance floor. Miss Monica is here. She's been known to shake her ass in the cage above the dance floor.
Absolutely.
I knew it. And Buddy has been known to spin a record kind of next to the dance floor.
Yeah, I'll watch.
Sure. What's going on with you guys this week? Monica, how you been, babe?
Good.
Yeah, I understand you got some weird weather last night out in Carson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you get some snow?
Yeah, like 12 inches.
Well, that's what she said. Monica's like, grow up, you fucking assholes.
We look like the scene from Misery right now.
That bad,
wow.
Huh?
Yeah.
Funny, because we look out the window here in Reno, and we got sunshine.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go for a run later.
I know, that's why when you ran yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I was like, how are you running? Because we had to like switch from the trail that we always walk the dogs.
Right.
We're walking in the neighborhood and it's all icy.
Oh, wow.
Ice.
Oh, it was freezing balls yesterday. I just saw like 20 minutes of sunshine and said, I got to get my fat ass out there.
Quickly.
Yeah, as fast as I can. And oddly enough, ironically, as I'm out there running around, almost get run over by the Red Queen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
What kind of a strange twist of events is that?
Did she see you?
Oh, yeah. Oh. She stopped after she almost ran. She's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, avoiding you. Oh. I'm trying not to get killed. I got my son in a stroller. Watch out there, lady. Buddy, what's up with you, homeboy?
Not much. I had a busy day at work, and or work week, and worked yesterday, in fact.
So. Yeah?
Yeah.
How many hours you get this week?
This week I got 48.
Oh, wow.
49.
That's like a whole extra day right there,
yeah.
Huh? I don't go above 40. That's as far as I go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stop. I actually have my alarm set on my watch, on my phone. It lets me know like 15 minutes to 40 hours, and that's when I start telling everybody to fuck off. Oh, you got some more stuff to do? Goodbye. Oh, you want me to take care of it? All right, goodbye.
Yeah, I spent the day yesterday counting. A lot of
really?
Fun. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fun. It could be worse, man. You could be, like, moving boulders.
Oh, that's true.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then I wouldn't do it. So.
It's a good point. If I approached 40 hours and I was, say, in the adult entertainment industry,
oh, yeah.
I might go over 40 hours. If I was, you know, nailing a MILF and I was at, like, 40 hours and 15 minutes, I'll let you slide there.
Yeah, don't say cut yet. Yeah. Don't say cut.
I'll let you slide. I'm not even going to charge you overtime for this.
That's right.
Oh, we got the regular shit show to get into here, boys and girls. Before we do, though, we have some new friends we need to welcome aboard.
All right.
Let's take a minute here if we could. Jerry, all the way in Scotland.
Woo!
What is Scotland? She? In Scotland. Mm-hmm. And she's listening to our shenanigans.
Hello, Jerry.
She's a very nice lady. You'll find her on the Facebook group there. Also, Steve, I don't know where Steve is from, but he comes to us from the MacNez podcast.
Right on.
Welcome aboard,
cool.
Steve.
Hey, Steve. All
and
right.
Another dude, I'm not sure what his name is, but he's on Twitter as the lesser of two equals.
Oh.
And he's got a YouTube channel. He's got some pretty funny stuff, so check that shit out if you
all
could.
Right.
Anyway, welcome aboard, you fucking nutbags.
Yeah. Welcome aboard, all you guys.
We'll send the nurse around with some pills. In the meantime, let's get into the regular shit show, shall we? We got horror news. We got another massacre movie to talk about. Another winner.
With a penis.
Is there a penis in there?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, the 12 inch.
Is that the balloon thing? Oh, that goddamn thing. All right. All right. Let's start it off with the horror news, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Horror news.
Okay, what do you got?
So, I am super excited for this one. Mm-hmm. Juice.
Did this just get a little anti-Semitic?
I don't know, but it sounds pretty moist.
Yeah. Well, look out.
Jack Black is returning in Goosebumps Part 2.
Oh, very cool. Wow. I like that.
Did you guys watch that one?
I did. I watched there's only one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I love it.
Hmm.
So, so he is going to be returning for that.
Very cool.
It's the release date is January 2018.
Okay. Whoa. About a year from now.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That's all right.
Yeah. And then also, you know the movie we just did for immersion therapy last week?
The Wailing, yes.
Yes. Did you hear about this?
I did, but I'll let you go ahead and run this one.
Oh, well, I probably don't have all the info like you do, but Ridley Scott's company, Scott Free, is going to be doing a remake of it.
That's what I got. That's exactly what I got. I'm into that. You know, a lot of people get pissed off when foreign films get the Americanization treatment.
Yes.
I think this one will actually work well, because there's a lot of shit in The Wailing that I just didn't fucking understand.
There is.
And, I mean, mm-hmm. it's not to say it's a bad show. I just didn't fucking get it. Maybe I'm the asshole in this equation.
No, because there was stuff I didn't get either.
Okay, cool.
So we're both assholes. On the same, boat with this
one. I got everything, so.
Oh,
yes. Oh,
my God.
But since it's Ridley Scott,
I think it should be good.
I think that's the best possible outcome for an Americanization of The Wailing. It, you know, if some knucklehead like Lloyd Kaufman got a hold of it or something, or the Charles Band tries to put it. All right, now you're just being stupid.
Yeah.
Forget it. Yeah, but I like Ridley Scott. He does good work.
Yeah, he does. So that's why I'll be excited.
Cool. Speaking of Ridley Scott, are we all caught up on Taboo?
Yes.
It's what, two episodes, right?
Yes.
Woo!
Uh-huh.
I'm in love with Taboo.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, that half-sister?
You like
she
her?
She is okay in my book. Yes, ma'am. Buddy, are you into the Taboo?
No.
Oh, buddy!
You gotta do it.
All
right. Gotta get in there. So what do we say? I hate to drag us off on a tangent, but what are we saying with that guy? Some kind of a necromancer or something? Because did he really talk to the dead, or did he just go in there and start berating him? Because there's that scene in the first episode where he goes into the morgue and he's like, "Ha ha, that'll teach you." And then he's walking around talking to all the corpses.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know.
He's all tatted up and he's been doing some sit-ups.
I believe he does have powers. I think that's how he knows everything when he's telling people about, like, when he told them, oh, your meeting's going to be at this time and that. And
yeah.
I'm like, dude, he is the devil.
Right?
Yeah.
It's cool seeing that guy from the Dawn of the Dead remake in there, though. You recognize that guy?
Which one is he?
He was the American spy. He also played the dad in Viral.
Oh, okay, that guy.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a guy... I have no idea what his fucking name is, but he does good work.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that guy.
Okay.
Right on. You got anything else, Monica?
That's all.
Buddy?
All right. So I have James Cameron to reboot Terminator with Tim Miller, Deadpool, directing. James Cameron will regain the rights to the Terminator in 2019, and he has plans to reboot the franchise.
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't think I've seen past Terminator 2. Are you guys big Terminator fans?
I've seen them all.
Yeah?
Yeah?
What do you think? I heard that last one was poo.
Yeah.
Where Arnold comes back with, like, white hair or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they have some cool effects and stuff, but it's just kind of like a, you know.
Yeah. I've heard it compared to, like, WWE wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's just nonsensical stories.
Yes.
And a lot of action for action's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something I need to get caught up on? Probably
no.
Not.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
All right.
Wait for the reboot.
Yeah.
We'll start over from scratch. Probably a good idea. What else you got there, buddy?
Scream Factory announced that they will be unleashing Slither and the Lawnmower Man onto Blu-ray. Both releases will receive the collector's edition treatment.
Okay. Raise your hand if you think we need any kind of anything from the Lawnmower Man.
No.
That's a poo. That's a poo movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why. It's
back then it was really weird.
Is it so bad it's good? Because I don't think so. You got a monkey running around in a laser tag getup, and then a retarded Jeff Fahey kind of befriend. I don't know. I don't know what you're doing.
It's, no. Because it was never one of those movies I need to watch again.
No. No. You don't need to watch it the first time. No. And there's, isn't there like three or four of them?
I think so. And they're all.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, they're all junk.
Oddly enough, I have Lawnmower Man news that isn't that.
Really?
Lawnmower Man is making a double down in this week's horror news.
Wow.
Go fucking figure.
And last one I have, Killer Clown Flick, Clowntergeist brings grease paint and gore. Did you hear anything about that?
I did not.
All right, so the synopsis on this is Emma, a college student with crippling fear of clowns, must come face-to-face with her worst fear when an evil spirit in the body of a clown is summoned, terrorizing the town she calls home. One by one, Emma and her friends receive a balloon with the exact time and date of when it will appear to kill them written on it. After receiving her balloon, Emma realizes that she has 2 days left to live and must fight against the clock to find a way to survive.
Okay, that actually doesn't sound as bad as you would think it would, right?
Right.
Or do you think it sounds bad?
I saw the trailer for it. There's actually a trailer on, I didn't write it down. But the trailer actually, it doesn't look too bad.
Well, I think they kind of shot themselves in the ass with the title Clowntergeist.
Yes.
That sounds ridiculous.
Right.
But the synopsis doesn't sound bad, I don't think.
No, it
what
doesn't.
What do you think, Monica?
Horrible name, though.
Is it any worse than Poultrygeist? I say nay.
I say nay. Movie.
Yeah, we know, Monica. I mean, you say Clowntergeist, and I say, all right, it's time for my lunch break.
Yeah.
But the synopsis doesn't sound bad at all.
Right.
Well, I think we probably think that because the clown movies are so ridiculous.
They are.
Yeah.
So
they are.
We just go, oh, God.
We need a decent killer. What's a decent killer clown movie? Clown, which isn't really a killer clown movie. Clown House, which nobody will ever watch because of the weird stuff that went on behind the scenes.
I can't even really think of
and
one.
It's not that great.
Yeah.
The remake might be pretty good.
Hopefully. We need to make a clown movie.
We should, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get Chuck.
He could be the clown?
Absolutely.
Yeah. He didn't even need to put makeup on.
Chuck, the vaping killer clown.
That's right. Just put a red nose on him. Just a little squeaker.
Oh, boy. Very cool.
You know, when I think of clown, the only thing that comes to mind that was good was the American Horror Story one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Twisted the Clown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he was more of a... Yeah, that's another episode that I damn near cried in when they went into Twisty's backstory. Remember that?
Oh.
You don't remember that?
What was the story?
He's like a half-tard, and all he wanted to do was make kids happy. But
The
fucking midgets kept fucking with him, and they got him fired.
I know.
And then they kept fucking with him more, and they had like a lynch mob after him.
Yeah.
Oh, pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't like Freak Show. That part almost made me cry. The part with Pepper, where
her
fucking sister sets her up by cutting off the baby's ears.
Oh.
You're terrible. Oh, you're terrible people.
That's all I got. What do you got?
Oh, let's take a look here. Miguel Ferrer has passed away.
Oh, yeah.
61 years old. Remember
That's
this guy?
Young. Mm-hmm.
Played That's a great
very,
bad guy.
That's Ooh. Very young. He played a great sleazy 80s executive.
Oh, yeah.
Remember RoboCop?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was about as... He's doing cocaine off of hookers' asses.
Yeah.
And then the dad from the 70s show shows up and blows him away. Mm-hmm. That guy's a bad motherfucker. The dad, whatever his name is, Clarence Boddicker.
Oh, yeah.
From RoboCop.
Mm-hmm.
He's got those crazy guns. Also, The Stand. Remember him in
The
Stand?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he also in... Was it Deep Star 6?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty underrated movie.
He was an
movie.
Asshole in that one, too.
He was an asshole in everything, pretty much. Yeah. Great character
Stick
actor.
With what you're good at.
If I could get paid to be an asshole, I would be the biggest asshole. I would perfect my assholeness. What else we got here? In further Lawnmower Man news.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
The Lawnmower Man is getting a virtual reality series based on the film. I guess in a weird way that kind of makes sense because like the whole movie took place in virtual reality.
Yeah.
I guess they're getting Pierce Brosnan and Jeff Fahey to do like voice acting for it.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of virtual reality, I got myself a set of the VR goggles.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me dizzy.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't tried the porn yet. But I did try the Insidious thing.
Yes.
That you tried.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know, man. It's like the, maybe I don't have it calibrated or something, but I can't wear them for too long or I get dizzy and I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Oh, wow.
Which is going to make for some pretty embarrassing situations when I do get to the porn.
Uh-oh.
This guy's beating off and throwing up all over the place. He's got those stupid goggles on again. let's see here. Lastly, it looks like Shout Factory is making an animated Lovecraft film. Mark Hamill, Jeffrey Combs, and Doug Bradley are going to be doing voice acting for it. It's going to be called Howard Lovecraft and the City of the Deep Sea.
Oh.
It'd be like a kids thing,
yeah.
I think. Oh. Looks like.
Yeah, Mark Hamill already does great voices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Joker.
Yeah.
And Pinhead and the Reanimator in there, too. That'll be cool. Doug Bradley and Jeffrey Combs. It'll be worth checking out. Looks like something I can show my son. And because right now he's on a Paw Patrol kick.
Uh-huh.
And I've had just about a fucking ass full of Paw Patrol over the last, I don't know, month. Uh-huh. He just watches them over and over again. It's nothing but Paw Patrol all day long. I can tell you all the episodes.
Oh,
I should start a Paw Patrol podcast.
There you go.
A podcast. That was stupid. Forget it. All right, kids, that's all we got on the horror news.
Right.
Why don't we swing it over to the listener mail side if we could?
Oh, yeah.
Some inmate correspondence, as usual.
Listener mail.
Booyah. We got the emails, the voicemails, all that shit coming at us. Let's start it off with the emails. We got our main man, Sean, coming in.
What's right going on, Sean? Nevada. Yeah.
Let's see here. Sean's going straight to the Terradome. Let me get this ready to go. Subject line, Terradome. Just quick votes for me this week. Singles, I'm going with Freddie. And teams, I'm going with the Infected. You got it, Sean. I think teams is going to be a blowout this week. I don't know who's going to win in the singles. Thanks for writing in, Sean. Oh, excuse me. Up next, we got Angel. Haven't heard from her in a while.
Yeah. What's going on, Angel?
Oh, excuse me. Angel makes me a little gassy. I don't know why. Maybe it's a nervous reaction or something.
Must be.
Subject line, random minority girl. Hey, Padded Room. Welcome back, Monica and Buddy. Sounds like everyone, including Darian, missed you dearly. I was whining about having no podcast to listen to for all my travel during the holidays, contributing to pressuring Darian into doing a show without you guys. Ha! Whoops! Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a rough one, Angel. It's not your fault. All right, do we need to address this real quick? The show with Feeny? It didn't go... It's not her fault. That was a bad show. I fully admit that. I wouldn't say it was... It's not Feeny's fault. It's my fault for... I could have edited a lot of the moaning and groaning out. I chose not to. I probably should have. It's my fault. Don't get mad at her. Get mad at me. Terradome, give me Freddy. God damn it. All right, you want Freddy? You got Freddy. Those movies will always hold a special place in my heart. I'll also take The Infected. Hopefully I didn't get my episodes mixed up again. No, you didn't.
Mm-mm.
All the similar massacre movie titles are getting me confused since I'm trying to get all caught up. That's all for now. Go Pack, Angel. Do you think she's talking about the Packers?
Mm-hmm.
Or the Wolf Pack?
Or the Wolf Pack.
She's in Oakland. I don't think she'd be a... She might be a Wolf Pack fan. Angel, if you're a Packers fan, then you and I may need to adjust the nature of our relationship, my dear. I don't condone that type of activity.
Nope.
Let's see who's up next here. Oh, it's Axel, coming all the way from Finland.
Axel!
Cool.
Subject, did you get a chance to watch the...
Yes, I did watch it.
Is he an animal or what?
He is a beast.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't hang with him.
I don't think I could either.
No.
I don't think I could.
I'd be done in the first hour or so.
Yeah, he's out there for like 3 days, walking around in the mud, listening to death metal. Fucking maniac. Subject line, votes of the week. Oh, fuck, almost forgot, but here are my votes, and I'm drunk now, so how are you doing?
Yeah.
I wish I was drunk now. See, that's exactly, he's probably out in the mud again, looking for Irishmen. Okay, singles, Freddie, just give this to Freddie. God damn it, Axel. Teams infected, they will rip brothers apart, and good point with the blood thing. I agree. And that's turning into a blowout. So I watched Midnight Game, not anything great, but if you Netflix this, it's okay, and got my Blu-rays of The Fly and The Hills Have Eyes finally. Good times, but now back to drinking and stuff, so talk to you later, Axel. Very cool.
Hmm.
Did you guys get a chance to watch The Midnight Game?
Not yet.
No.
Movie is fine.
Mm-hmm.
The mythos of that game thing is what really piqued my curiosity. So that's cool. Glad you enjoyed that one, Axel.
Yeah.
Let's see who's up next here. Here comes Tony.
Tony.
Tony's in the house. Looks like you actually made it into the email this week, Tony. So that's a good start. You actually made it in. Sometimes you just get kicked out randomly. I don't know why. Subject line, The List. Greetings, Padded Room. Hope everyone had a good week. In case Darian was wondering, you never truly leave the list. Just some other jackass takes the top spot. 1 week of work and you're not even top 10 anymore. Well, that's good, because
yeah.
I think I was pretty close to the top,
uh-huh.
But it sounds like I'm working my way down. I want to be at the bottom of the list.
Oh, okay. Well,
to be honest with you, I don't even know what the list is. I know it's the shit list.
The shit list, yeah.
So is he going to take a shit on my doorstep?
Or maybe you're number two on the list.
Well, I'd like to be... I want to see myself like in the low 20s. I think would be a good spot for me. For the Terror Dome, I don't remember who was up this week, so I vote for whoever Monica voted for. Yes!
Twice.
Monica, you took the Wolfman, yeah?
Yes.
And the Infected, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Well done, Tony. I don't know if it's the best idea to trust Monica's judgment, just in general. I mean,
He's really trying to work his way down the list.
I mean, I'm just, for future reference, Tony, I have gotten some 2 a.m. phone calls from various parts of Reno. Hey, I'm drunk again. Just saying, Tone, put that on your back burner. I watched Convergence and I fell asleep, so it couldn't have been that good. Yeah. On the other hand, I also watched Monster. It was decent. They did a good job of making you hate the mom, even if she looked more like an older sister than a mom. The monster looked decent, too. Reminded me of the monsters from Feast. I got a chance to check out Monster. Did either of you guys get a chance to see Monster? I'll get into that and what are you looking at. But for the most part, me and Tony are on the same page. Also watched Jack Brooks' Monster Slayer, which is a great film for prosthetic monsters. No CGI in that one at all. You guys seen that one?
Mm-mm.
It's all right. It's like a horror comedy.
Oh, okay.
I think cool. Robert Englund's in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Last, I watched Resident Evil Extinction. I think he meant Extinction. Because Mia Jovovich and Ali Larder are hot. Until next time, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that last one.
The last part, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's another franchise I feel like went downhill pretty fast. First one, solid. Second one... And then I just kind of lost interest after that. One of these days, we'll get to that, though. We got Crease coming in. Haven't heard from her in a while.
Hey, Crease.
Subject line, weekly email. First off, Terror Dome. I'm going with the Infected and the Wolf Man. That a girl, Crease. And the Wolf Man. Convergence is one of the films a while ago. I think we lost something there. I dug most of it. It's pretty hard to do that kind of storyline, working with spirits stuck in the past to solve something that's happening now. This is probably one of the best executions of that type of premise. Yeah. Well, we'll get into that, but yeah, I'm with you. It did bother me when the spiritualist had a problem with the ghost using advanced interrogation techniques on other ghosts, which you wouldn't think would actually work.
Right.
Especially if they know that, well, we'll get into that. I don't know, whatever. Come on, when we start extending rights to ghosts, you need a new hobby, you hippie. That's exactly right. The Wailing. It's nice to see a Korean horror movie that doesn't feature traumatic scenes of rape, but it's nice and creepy with a possessed corpse, not a true zombie. I don't remember any rape in Train to Busan.
Mm-mm.
Is there a lot of Korean movies that feature rape?
I can't think of any I watched. The only one that we watched that had the rape was that one where they were stuck on the bus.
Oh, that's right. What was that? Minutes to Midnight or something like that?
Yeah, Midnight something.
Yeah, where?
Yeah, those two boys raped that one girl.
Yeah.
That was it.
At one of them, she died like midway through the first rape, as I recall. And then the other guy came in and raped her dead body.
Yeah.
Whoa. A bunch of freakazoids. Remember that one, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great pick there, tough guy. let's see here. The wailing, it's possessed, but it's nice and creepy with the possessed corpse. Not a true zombie. I dig that. I love Scream Queens. Slasher satire on slasher. Satire of pop culture. It's amazing. Perfect for me. Give it a chance. Much love. Talk to you later. Kreese. Very cool, Kreese.
All right.
Are either of you guys watching the Scream Queens?
Mm-mm.
No.
Me neither. I'm going to check it out one of these days. I heard it's good. Kreese likes it. And that is it on the voicemails. Let's check out a...
That's the one with Emma Roberts, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I won't be watching
it. If I'm not mistaken, it's made by the same people that did American Horror Story.
That's no. Okay.
You got to get over this Evan Peters thing, Monica. I understand you two are competing for the same man, but it's pretty obvious to me he's made his choice. This isn't healthy. Voicemail time. Here comes one Gracie's Poppy.
Hey, it's JP.
Hey, JP.
All right, I got this quick.
Okay.
Terradome, I will take Freddy over to Wolfman. I'll take, I guess I'll take Infected over the Hattiger Brothers. Immersion Therapy, Convergence.
What do you think?
It was okay, yeah. I guess. I mean, there was stuff that annoyed me, but there was stuff that was, I guess, was okay. I mean, this is another movie that's heavy on the religious connotation.
Yeah.
And Grace, I guess I'm kind of golden since I got my own Grace.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, you are Grace's Poppy, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. It was okay. It's not like, I haven't seen something like this before. I think the Alien X-Files, with this kind of, thing going on in the hospital. It was okay.
Okay.
I like the torture at the end. That was kind of fulfilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was excellent. Like I said, it was okay. That's it. I'm done. I got nothing else. I'll talk to you all later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in, GP. That Ethan Embry's a bad motherfucker, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he ever really gets enough credit for his acting, you know?
Yeah.
He was in that fucking show with Jennifer Love Hewitt. What is that? Where he's in love with her and he waits till the last 5 minutes of the movie to tell her he's in love with her.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah. What was it?
Was that the teenage movie?
Yeah.
Can't Hardly Wait?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's got spiked hair in it and stuff.
I didn't even realize that was him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was also in that show that Nicole loves. It was made by the same guys that did the Blair Witch Project. I think it was called Freaky Links or something like that.
Hmm.
It was a found footage horror, weekly horror anthology show.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. You can also see him in Cheap Thrills if you want to see him cut his own finger off and eat it.
Wow.
Yeah, good times. Mm. That's it for the voicemails. You guys got anything for Kreese, Sean, Axel, GP, or anybody else?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
as always.
Thanks for calling and writing in.
And Tony, your sticker's in the mail, homeboy. And so is Monica.
I'll wear your sticker.
Ooh.
What do you say we just skip the movie this week? Move on to some other stuff. All right, let's get into a movie, goddammit.
Greetings, I'm Vic Vickers, and I'm an alcoholic. I've been sober for 20 minutes.
MC Murder, the Maniac Circus Orchestra.
Where is chaos?
And painting.
He's caught that my underwear is poopy.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bonzo the Clown, and I'm proud to announce the grand reopening of Clown Camp at Bonzo Ranch.
I'm here to teach you the skills to make people laugh.
This is a
worst group of clowns I ever seen.
You will be put through the most grueling clown training on this planet. Now let's see what you amateurs can do.
I can't believe I sold Lenny's kidney for this.
Yo, Count Circula! You're gonna give your dick a death curse, dog!
I know why this place been closed for 50 years.
Here's a death curse! You're all gonna die!
Edwin came to Clown Camp to make his dreams come true. Destiny had other plans. Edwin the Clown didn't make no one laugh.
No! I need another chance!
Fight, I guess. I hope you're not mad at me.
Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went there. Yeah, we're talking about the Clown Camp Massacre from 2010. Find me another horror podcast that's going to go to the Clown Camp Massacre.
Right?
You're not going to find it.
I have to say, you know, the trailer we just listened to and the scene where he's sitting there watching the commercial and he starts screaming, no, I thought of GP.
Oh, yeah. He's probably doing that right now, listening to this show. No! Clown Camp Massacre. It's the Clown Camp Massacre from 2010, starring Jared Herholtz, Ross Kelly, and Kerry Daub. This one's not rated. Written and directed by Philip Gunn.
Yeah.
It's a Troma Team release. I'll tell you right now. Yeah, I mean, if you couldn't figure that one out, you're on your own. Yeah, man. All right, so we start off in found footage land, where we're basically watching somebody shooting a home movie from what appears to be a clown camp, for lack of a better. It's like a camp where you learn how to be a clown. I mastered it all by myself. I figured the whole thing out on my own. Didn't have to pay anybody. I should open my own clown camp.
Oh, yeah.
I could be the clown podcaster guy. I'll show up with a painted face and a set of headphones. all right, so basically it's like these people making a little, like somebody's at the clown camp and they're making a video for their mom. And then as they're making the video, they start finding dead bodies and people start getting murdered, and that's exciting. And we cut to a guy dressed up as a clown watching TV. And I don't know if this dude had like the clown channel or like clown cable, because everything on TV involved clowns in some form or fashion. We started off with Unsolved Clown Mysteries, and we get the story of the big clown camp massacre that happened in 1991, in which Edwin the Clown went on a psycho killing spree, killing all of his classmates, and then vanished into obscurity. Scary stuff. And the Robert Stack guy in the trench coat, he's got a clown nose on, too. So that's exciting. And he turns the channel to, apparently, the Home Clown Shopping Network, where there's two guys just screaming at each other over something. And then we go to the Clown News Network, where there's like a guy in a clown thing get up sitting behind a desk. And then we cut to another channel, and there's like a clown infomercial featuring Bonzo the Clown, the owner and operator of the clown camp. And he's announcing the big reopening of clown training camp. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Well, this throws this individual, whoever's watching this, into some kind of a psycho rage in which he gets out of his lazy boy buddy.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was married to that lazy boy until he saw the infomercial. Has there ever been any infomercials that have pissed you off?
I've never been into infomercials.
They're pretty tough to watch, but they're great because you see some of the spot-on best acting ever in those reenactments they do. There's one with some kind of a kitchen apparatus, And the guy is like covered in spaghetti all of a sudden. And he's like, what happened? I couldn't figure out how to strain spaghetti.
Yeah.
Oh, great. That's good times. Infomercials. All right. So now our television viewer, who is quite obviously Edwin the Killer Clown, is now furious because they're reopening the clown camp.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Now we cut to the clown camp itself, and we see our various clown individuals making their way to the camp for their training. We started off with Vinny and Lenny. This is your scumbag clown and his meathead sidekick.
Yeah.
They stop at like a convenience store, and they buy a bunch of booze and condoms, and they're like, hoo-hoo, we're going to the clown camp. We're going to fuck some chicks or whatever.
Pretty good.
You like that?
Yeah.
I told you. I did that all by myself, buddy.
That was you and Dale.
Pretty much.
you were buying the booze, and Dale's the other guy.
Yeah, Dale's getting like 8 burritos.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to clown camp. It'll be pretty fun, I think.
That's funny. Awesome. So, yeah, they're going there, and then the people at the convenience store are like, you're not going to that camp, are you? And they're like, yeah, we open, we're going to get our clown on. And then they go outside of the convenience store, and they basically get accosted by Crazy Ralph from Friday the 13th. Was it just me, or did everybody in this movie have orange teeth?
Yeah.
You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
I think their catering budget was like just large amounts of Cheetos and mm-hmm. no toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. No toothpaste.
All people were, I bet if we could see like their fingers, they'd be orange too.
Mm-hmm.
So Crazy Ralph shows up and he's like, it's got a death curse. And they're like, we're going to the clown camp. And he's like, oh, not that camp, the other camp. Yeah. What do they call it? Like crystal swimming or something like that?
Something like that. I can't remember.
Picturesque lake or something. And like, yeah, that one's got a death curse. Well, you're okay then. Never mind what I said. And then they take off. Now we cut to our main character. What was that guy's name? I want to say it was Philippe or something like that.
Philbert.
Philbert is the name. And he's going to be our main character here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I get it. You're going to clown training camp. You would think that you wouldn't have to show up in your clown getup. You'd think they would furnish that for you. But either way, everybody's showing up in their clown attire. They've taken a very laissez-faire approach to the face paint.
Yeah.
Like, Philbert had, like, a smile around his mouth and then, like, a triangle on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads me to believe that they only had one clown makeup kit that they all had to, pass around. Yeah, so you got to go sparingly on the face paint there, boys. We got to make that last. Philbert seems like a pretty ordinary dude. He just wants to learn how to be a clown.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got? We meet Buster, our juggalo of the group. You can tell he's a juggalo because he's got white guy cornrows.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got? We got the husband and wife clown team. I don't remember what their names were. Not that it fucking matters. Mm. We got Valerie, who is the granddaughter of Bonzo the Clown.
Mm-hmm.
We got the nerdy clown. We got the mime. He wasn't really a mime. He talked. But he was like one of those impressionist clowns.
Yeah.
Like he only wore black and white and stuff and had all kinds of magic tricks and shit.
Yeah, the magician.
Yeah.
The mime magician.
His name was Puff.
Yeah, Puff.
What else we got? Everybody's getting to the camp. There's also a hippie clown that's on her way to the camp. She's on her way there, and she gets picked up by a mysterious individual driving a Volkswagen Beetle. She gets in, and she's like, oh, you're a clown, too. So great. And she starts smoking weed, and she's like, oh, you got a sunroof. So she naturally pulls her tits out and stands up on the sunroof, and she's like, oh, hippie clown, so cool. And then I'm not 100% sure what happened here, but he just started driving in circles real fast. And her head exploded? Yeah. Is that what happened?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Just making sure I wasn't losing my mind.
Yeah, I had to watch that twice. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah. She's like, oh, slow down. It's too fast. And then he drives out into an open field and does, like, figure eights. And they fast-forwarded the tape to make it look like he's going real fast. And then I guess her head just explodes because he stops and pushes her body out of the thing. And then that's it for her. So no more hippie clown. All right, very cool. Now we start our actual clown training. We have like a general clown. I think his name was Funny Bone.
Yeah.
And he's got like a helmet, and he's running the clown camp like a military boot camp,
uh-huh.
except it's all stupid stuff. And he's got like a chin strap painted on.
Yeah, greased on. Yeah.
And a stupid mouth thing going on. And I don't know how he could see anything because the helmet came down right to his nose. So mm-hmm. he's good for him, I guess, whatever he's doing.
Then there's that other clown, Squirts.
Squirts the clown, the chronic masturbator. And there's a mysterious dude in a ape suit. I think they called him Bananas.
Yeah.
He was like the assistant to the general, uh-huh. the funny bone. I don't know, but he made monkey noises the whole time. Okay, so we're all present and accounted for here at clown camp, and Valerie shows up. Valerie's pretty hot. She's like the hot chick clown. Mm-hmm. She's acting very put upon, like she doesn't want to be there. But she's dressed like a clown hua, which I kind of enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Now we cut to the first night. It's campfire time, so we're all going to gather around the campfire and talk, you know, tell ghost stories, because I guess that's what you do at clown camp. Buster, the Juggalo clown, he kind of takes control of the campfire and tells them the story of Edwin. And basically what we find out about Edwin is that he was a former student at the clown camp. He was like following his dreams to be a clown. He sucked at everything, though.
Mm-hmm.
But he had one chance to make it, and he had to pull off what appeared to be some kind of a stand-up comedy routine,
mm-hmm.
basically getting another one of the clowns to sit on a whoopee cushion. Everything was going somewhat smoothly, but then just before the clown sat on the whoopee cushion, some other jerk-off's cell phone went off and ruined the whole bit.
Yep.
And then Edwin got kicked out of clown camp. But then he came back to slaughter everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's our backstory. Riveting stuff here.
Mm-hmm. The whoopee cushion prank.
I probably should have asked you guys this before we picked this movie, but are you guys afraid of clowns?
No.
No?
Okay, good. I don't know why anybody would be, but whatever. Okay, so that's your backstory. Now we cut to the next day. We have a rodeo clown there, and his job when he's not being a clown is baling hay. So he sets about baling hay. The weird... Okay, so they had that Grassmaster 3000.
Mm-hmm.
That looked like a refrigerator next to an air conditioning
unit, yeah.
right? Is
yeah.
that what you got?
That's what I got.
And there's like some blades. I guess he just throws the hay in there, and then it spits it out in bales.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets clogged up, so he looks in there, and he sees a whoopee cushion wrapped around the gears. So he pulls that out, and then he goes back to baling hay, and then somebody throws him in there, and then we get like a clown bale that comes out.
Yeah.
With a cowboy hat on it.
Which didn't make any sense.
I mean, does anything in this movie make sense?
A whoopee cushion stops it from working.
No, it would not.
But a dude's not going to clog it.
No, nope, not at all. And the best part is that the cowboy hat comes out perfectly intact.
Yes.
Along with the clown bale. All right, whatever.
You know, I didn't even like think about that, buddy. Why did you? I was just like, okay, it's happening.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as we went to Clown Camp Massacre, I stopped thinking altogether. I just did shut everything down and just I wish I had like some pharmaceuticals to back this up. All right, so we just lost our rodeo clown and our hippie clown. Scary stuff. Now we cut to our clown training for that day. What are we doing? I think we're doing like pie throw target practice.
Yeah.
And somehow Puff and what was his name, Filbert, get put on the general shit list. So while everybody else is doing their pie-throwing target practice, Puff and Filbert have to go get a industrial-sized vat of seltzer fluid to fill up seltzer bottles and lug it up to the clown camp. I don't know where they got it from to start with, but whatever. A lot of just weird scenes in the woods.
Yeah.
You know? All right. So they're struggling trying to get this vat of seltzer fluid up the hill. Buster the Juggalo's like, "Hey, dog, I'm a come fuck with you now." So he starts giving them a hard time while they're doing it. Eventually, I think Puff told him to suck his dick or something. Excuse me. So Buster starts chasing Puff with a meat cleaver. Excuse me again. I had a little too much seltzer water myself this morning. And they come across this old house out in the middle of wherever they are.
Mm-hmm.
They start looking around the old house, and they find out somebody's been living there, and they find like a lot of weird clown shit, like face paint and stuff like that. And they're like, "Oh, fucking, somebody's living here. We got to get out of here." So they take off. Basically, we found Edwin's lair.
Yeah.
What's happening.
Mm-hmm.
All right, scary stuff. They take off. About that time, I think the weird general clown started looking for him, so he went off into the woods, and he starts seeing somebody, like, following him through the woods, so he's like, hey, scumbag, get over here. Where's that fucking juggalo guy and the other two? And then the general guy turns around. He takes his helmet off for a second, and we find out he's got, like, a rainbow hair thing, which I thought was a nice touch.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then he turns around. Somebody throws a pie at his face, and then, like, stabs him in the head through the pie.
Yeah.
All right, that's kind of funny, I guess. All right. Very cool. Now we cut to that night. Apparently, Filbert and Valerie are like... Filbert's trying to get with Valerie. Valerie doesn't want anything to do with any of this clown crap. And as he's talking to Valerie, we start getting into these weird flashbacks of like a clown baby possibly being molested by a drunk dad clown or something like that.
Yeah, or uncle.
I don't know. It's weird because all you see is two comically oversized feet. And like a drunk guy looming over the camera with a cigar and like his pants go down and up and down and stuff. All right, well, that's what I got was that apparently there was some clown molestation trauma.
Yeah.
And now Valerie has some kind of sense of obligation to be a clown, but she's not really into it. She clearly would have made a nice clown stripper. I don't know if such a creature exists. But if not, somebody should look into that.
Yeah.
Because I would take the clown stripper to the champagne room. Tell you that right now.
We could use one for our podcast.
That's exactly right. I don't know who right out here. Yeah. I don't want my wife knowing about this. Yeah. So we'll put her out here. We'll put a stripper pole right there. That's where she goes.
Oh, when you said you wanted one, I was picturing that bottle right there and the stripper
pole. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She can get creative.
That's right.
We can get some grease paint on my zipper. All right. That's interesting. I got weird stuff going on there. Who's next? Now we cut to the day after. Actually, we're still in that night. I don't know where these chicks came from, but Filbert just kind of like went out and rounded up some hookers.
Yeah.
And these are all like clown groupie hookers. They're really into clowns.
Yeah, that was really weird coming in through the window.
Yeah. And the worst part is that these chicks are, I think the hottest one was like a 4.5. I wouldn't call these chicks very attractive. I mean, they were all sluttied up, which is nice. One of them was a touch on the overweight side, and another one had bad skin. I don't know, man. I mean, if you're at clown camp, I guess it's catch as catch can with prostitutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, any port in a storm, I suppose. All right, that's interesting, I suppose. But now they have like
maybe it was a segue into another film, Clown Camp Hookers or something.
Sure.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'll check that one out. Probably better than this one. All right, that's interesting. Well, so now we have like this bizarro clown orgy happening in one room.
Yeah.
The husband and wife clowns decide they're going to sneak off for a little alone time.
Mm-hmm.
So they like go through somebody's house or something like that, and then they get to like a bedroom, and they're like, okay, we're finally alone. Let's have sex. Show me them puppies. So the wife takes her clown outfit off, and her breasts are literally painted up like puppies.
Yeah.
And she's like, row, 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 row.
Squeezing them.
Stupid. So they start having sex, and like we're getting a lot of slide whistle, like as they're having sex. Just outside the window, Squirts, the masturbator, is having at himself, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing, Squirts gets it first. Somebody sneaks up on him, stabs him, but he keeps jerking himself off, so he falls down, and he's like bleeding out, but he's still playing with himself, and then he dies just as he spooges all over his own face.
Yeah.
Did they slit his throat?
Was that what it was?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, yeah,
I have no idea. I have no fucking idea. That's nasty, so that's another dead clown. Inside the room, husband and wife hear that, and the wife is like in doggy style, and she's like, go check that out, will ya? And he's like, oh, 2 more minutes, please. And then she's like, no, do it now. So he goes out and he looks around. He doesn't see anything. He comes back in and he starts banging away on the wife again. Somehow we went to Serbia because now we're in a Serbian film. yeah. He finishes with the wife, and then he realizes that she's been decapitated. Yeah. But she's just been posed in a way that he could still, with her ass in the air, so he could still. Yeah. And then as he's like, oh my God, you're fucking decapitated, somebody, like, Edwin pops out of the corner and, like, holds her head around so he can see it, and then he stabs that guy. Mm-hmm. So there's another dead, there's three dead clowns right there. All right, scary stuff. Now we cut to the next day. At this point, we're down to Puff, Valerie, Edwin, Lenny, and
Filbert.
Vinny, Filbert, and I think that was about it. Puff, Buster, and Filbert show up late because they've been up partying, banging these hookers all night. They show up late to their fucking class or whatever. And they get there, and they're like, nobody woke us up. And Valerie's all pissed off because she stumbled into the clown orgy. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, you were up partying, you fucker.
I saw you last night.
I saw you. Mm. all right, fair enough. But the general guy is dead. Mm-hmm. So the fucking ape boy is filling in as a substitute.
Uh-huh.
And he's basically just wearing pajamas and throwing bananas around. And this is the big day where we're practicing our seltzer spray routine.
Mm-hmm.
Get our target practice in with the seltzer guns. So the first one is the nerdy clown, and then Vinny. Vinny sprays the nerdy clown, and he's like, oh, sorry. And then it's Vinny's turn to get sprayed, so Lenny's going to spray Vinny. Lenny sprays Vinny right in the face, and Vinny's face melts off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by face, I mean really everything above the jaw, like, just dissolves.
Mm-hmm.
This was the best part.
It was pretty great, right? Yeah. I'm not 100% sure what happened to Lenny at that point. Because we never saw Lenny again, right?
Yeah, they brought him in and they put him on the bed. And he's like...
No, not Vinny.
Oh.
Lenny, the one who sprayed Vinny. The big dumb guy.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to him? Any idea?
I don't remember.
Was he just... He's no longer present in the movie after this point.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I think he just walked off or something.
Yeah, maybe he ran off.
I have no idea. Anyway, Vinny sprays Lenny, and then he looks at the bottle, and he takes his name tag off, and he sees it's acid,
mm-hmm.
obviously. Now, this part is really stupid, because we're going to assume that Vinny is somehow still alive, minus everything from the jaw up.
Mm-hmm.
So, no brain, no eyes, no nothing. But we're carrying him around, telling him he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And this decapitated jaw is, like, looking around somehow. Like, and there's, like, weird fluid coming out of it. That's awesome. All right, that's interesting. At this point, everybody's freaking out because we have another dead body. And now we know that we're being hunted by somebody or something. So, everybody kind of splits up at this point. Puff, Filbert, and Valerie take what's left of Vinny back to the house to try to get help. Lenny just kind of disappears. I have no idea what the fuck happened to him. The nerdy guy, Buster went with them. The nerdy guy and I guess just the nerdy guy took off by himself. So now it's nighttime again, and everybody's kind of running around by themselves. Mm-hmm. We start off back at the house. We put Vinny to bed as if that's going to somehow help the fact that he's been decapitated,
right?
More or less. And apparently they can somehow understand the weird gurglings that Vinny is spitting out. Because yeah. They're like, I think he wants chicken soup now. Where are you going to put it?
Right.
What the fuck is going on here? All right. First we cut back to the nerdy guy who's just out in the woods trying to find help, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Edwin catches up with him and basically does like a sledgehammer pound on him and pounds him into the ground like a railroad spike.
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty interesting. Now we cut back to Valerie and Filbert. I keep wanting to call him Philippe. Valerie and Filbert. Now we get the backstory on Valerie and what her problem mm-hmm. is. Through a series of flashbacks, she tells the story to Filbert that she was being molested. Her dad came in at one point to give her the clown dick. And she basically shot him. Excellent. Her grandfather, Bonzo, saw it, covered it up, and they basically arrested some immigrant farmhand for the murder. And as they were taking him away, all he could say was, ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Yeah, buddy. So now, out of a sense of weird guilt, she feels that she has to be a clown because her grandfather, Bonzo, covered the whole thing up. About this time, we cut to Bonzo. He's in the bathroom. He gets done taking a dump, goes to wash his hands, and gets choked out from behind by Edwin, who is like in behind a shower curtain, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, scary stuff. About this time, we finished the fucking flashback, and Poof is there, and he's like, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Opens the bathroom door, and we find Bonzo, like, hanging.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, shit. Oh, I still got to take a shit. So then he just walks underneath Bonzo's legs yeah. and closes the door. All right.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Guess so. I guess so, man. It's a Clown Camp Massacre.
That's right.
Oh, perfect. All right. All right, so at this point, we're down to Puff, Filbert, Buster, who else? Valerie. And I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Now, Edwin, the killer clown, is inside the house with them. They see Bonzo hanging, and everybody freaks out. Buster just hauls ass out of the house and just keeps running through the woods. He comes to a tree, and then he, like, sits down for a minute, and then he starts, like, thinking about his favorite rap artist, MC Murder. It's a blatant ripoff of ICP, but he's like, I'm a killer, I'm a killer, I'm a killer, killer, killer. And he's, like, getting himself all pumped up. I think this guy was, like, 90 pounds, right?
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I'm a killer. And then he stands up, and then somebody just, like, punches him through the back and pulls his heart out. Buster's now out of the equation. Mm-hmm. It's too bad. Yeah. All right. Now we cut back to the house. They're in the bedroom trying to keep Vinny alive, even though there's no fucking way. It's Poof, Valerie, and Filbert, and then Edwin shows up there in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, shit. Apparently Poof can, like, teleport.
Yeah.
He does, like, one of these, and then he disappears into a pink cloud.
Yeah.
So, Valerie and Filbert just go hauling ass out of the house. Edwin is there trying to jump Poof, but he just keeps teleporting around the room.
Yeah.
In a very, like, a fucking, what do you call that? A Toro, a bullfighter kind of thing going on. That's pretty stupid, but we don't see Poof again after that. Well, we do, but not for a few minutes, because now we cut to Valerie and Filbert running around through the woods.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now they're running down the hill, the road there, and we see the Volkswagen Beetle fire up, and it starts chasing them. Filbert, being the hero of the movie, he's like, okay, I'm going to lead him down the road. You run off that way, and then he'll follow me. So Filbert stays on the road. Valerie goes running off into the woods. The Volkswagen Beetle chases Filbert. He goes out, like, into a field, and then he starts running, like, figure eights, and then eventually he runs up a tree. And he's like, whew, made it. But then we see the headlights behind him in the tree. So, are we saying that the Volkswagen Beetle went up the tree and was
parked? It's a clown.
It's movie. A fucking clown movie. Who gives a shit? Either way, I'm assuming Filbert got ran over in the tree at like 12 feet in the air. I guess. I think what happened was there was a jump. All right, Filbert's up here. There's a jump. So the beetle hit like a ramp, and then Filbert was sitting up here, and then in midair the beetle turned its headlights on, and then Filbert looked, and then boom. That's the only physics I have to back this whole thing up. All right, so Filbert's now out of the equation. Valerie's now on her own. She's running around through the woods. Eventually she gets jumped by Edwin, who knocks her out and ties her up. He drags her back to, I guess, his weird clown studio lair thing, where he has basically set up a reenactment of his stand-up comedy debacle.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see all the dead clowns. They're all propped up in chairs, and Bonzo's there, and he's choked out, and Vinny's there with half his head off, and Buster's there with a big hole in his chest. And he ties Valerie up to a chair there on the stage, and then he starts going through his stand-up comedy routine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the comedy routine is, I need a volunteer, and then the volunteer comes up, and then he gives him this spiel about, oh, you look very tired, do you want to have a seat? And then he slides the whoopee cushion onto the chair as they're sitting down, and then, and that's your big comedy routine. Mm-hmm. All right, excellent. So he's got Valerie tied up. He starts going through his routine. He's like, oh, you're so tired. Have a seat. And then he puts the whoopee cushion there, and she's crying, and she's tied up. And she's about to sit down on the whoopee cushion. And again, somebody's cell phone goes off in the crowd. And it turns out that Bonzo had his phone on him when he died, and it was still in his pocket. Somebody called it just as... So... what's his name? Edwin freaks right out. He jumps down off the stage and, like, smashes Bonzo's face in and smashes the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I told you no fucking cell phones! And then in what is probably the most bizarre turn and already a very bizarre movie...
Yes.
A camera crew shows up. Lloyd Kaufman comes running out in a ridiculous clown suit. And he's like, hey, you are the winner! And everybody, all the dead clowns, like, stand up and start clapping.
Mm-hmm.
And then Edwin the clown runs up to Valerie and unties her, and he's like, you got clowned!
Yeah.
And it turns out this whole thing is one big reality show slash game show where each clowns were being voted off the show the whole time, but
yeah.
They then simulated their murder to freak everybody out. Mm-hmm. So... this whole thing, the whole clown camp massacre was one giant prank slash reality show, and you got clowned. I'm saying that to whoever's listening to this podcast, because you just got clowned. I got clowned about 2 hours ago when I finished watching this movie. And that's pretty much your movie. After that, we could get like the after-the-show credits where they're interviewing the various contestants. And find out everybody's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do it again. They're going to do another run next season.
Yeah.
And Valerie's the winner. So that's exciting.
Yeah, she got the most votes.
Yes. So that's your fucking movie, man. And then at the end, we see Valerie like in a mental institution in a straitjacket. And she's still got her face painted.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like crying and she's crazy because she thinks everybody died. And that's your movie, kids. What'd you think of the Clown Camp Massacre?
It wasn't bad. I actually kind of liked it.
It wasn't bad. It was entertaining.
This is a movie where you just got to shut your fucking brain off.
Yeah.
Right?
And have cocktails.
Have a fucking drink. Yeah. Or if you have like a Xanax or some kind of...
That's even better.
Yeah. Maybe one of those Paxil, some kind of a mood enhancer. Might need a subscription, prescription for that. I don't know.
I didn't see the end coming like
that.
Oh,
no. That's just wacky. That's just wacky.
Yeah.
If anybody said they saw that coming, they're smoking crack. It's fine. If, like I said, it's not a serious horror movie. I would struggle even to call it a horror movie. Mm-hmm. There's some decent TNA in there. I wish mm-hmm. we would have seen Valerie naked. She looked like she had a nice body. Clown sex, that's fun. That's always fun.
Clown,
right?
Orgy, yeah.
Yeah, weird clown prostitute orgy. That's a bizarre situation.
Yeah. That would explain why they snuck the girls in.
That would explain. Yeah. Uh-huh. The production team was like, get some fucking prostitutes in there. We need some sex. Weird clown sex. I say, I got a kill count of 13 on this one. It's a good.
Zero.
Well, oh yeah, I guess that could be zero. Yeah, you're right. That would be zero, actually. It's a good show if you just want something silly to have on while you're doing the laundry or something.
Mm.
Or if you're getting high with your friends.
Oh, definitely.
Not too high, though. You don't want to freak yourself out with the clown murders. I say give it a shot. Let's take us a little break, and we'll come back with some other stuff, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
The shit that's tripping the sun. What if we had our own island, man? That's tripping the sun. I got my toes in the sand watching hoes play volleyball. It's summertime and I'm feeling jolly, y'all. Food on the fire, boats in the water, and taking time off from my cereal soldering. Here for the weekend, me and these friends. Sunny sunshine, blue skies never end. There's a mermaid waiting for me to come in. Underwater on my ball, she's humming. Smoking on a flat one, we come to have fun. I got my dick in your hot dog bun. Pouring up shots for everybody that's sipping. Let's get loose now, skinny dipping. Don't hate me, cause the speedo I'm wearing. Got your girlfriend staring, we out here. Sky's so clear, ice cold beer. Suntan topless, bitch, come over here. On Juggalo Island,
we can be one. And I'm not saying I don't want.
On Juggalo
over here if you ever get through out. We got a place for ya, never will ignore ya. Got a hot plate and a drink, we gonna pour ya. Quartz on the grill, plays on the 1-2. Hit around, hear the dead, have fun too. Sniffs in the water, floating, we see you. Doing flips in the air, running sea, do no cops. Unless they're pouring up shots, unless they're helping us smoke these crops. Surfing on the big one, having big fun. Fucking with a big fat one under the sun. Letting them hang, doing our thing. Listen to them up and down the beach, everybody sang. I juggle on my lid.
We can be one.
The rules, right? The dead do bite. Listen to the Ouija board, we can only do right. Can't do wrong, fatty in a blue thong. Everybody can't be together with you gone. Come get with this, we get ridiculous. This world is ours, every bit of this. Stick to a burger with cheese, enjoy the breeze. I'm chopping coconuts out of palm trees. Here we all win, I'm free ballin'. See me shoreside, surfing on a dolphin. Grass skirts dead, hula girls hatchets. And whatever your fishing hook catches, we don't live without you. So let's hang, boom, pow, bang. Let's do the damn thing. I juggle on my lid.
We can be one.
Inmates, if you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back. Oh, it's about time we got into the Terror Dome, I say.
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
Gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in. I'll kill you all. I'll drive you crazy. I'll kill you all. I'll make your dream come true.
6-year-old child with this blank, pale emotions. Face the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Mm-hmm.
Started off with last week's winner, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
We are closing out the Inferno Conference here. We are about to... Oh, no, we're not. Next week we will. Next week we'll do the Asylum Conference. All right. In singles competition, we had Freddy Krueger versus the Wolf Man. The nightmares persisted. The full moon brought out the wolf, but sent Aaron into a dreamlike state. Halfway through the transformation, the wolf abated, and Aaron returned to his human state. This time... dead, with 4 parallel slash marks running down his midsection. With a vote of 9-6, Freddy Krueger advances over the Wolfman.
Yes.
This motherfucker.
Hey, he's not going to beat the Tom.
He's not going to beat the Tom. Well, now that you said that, everybody's probably going to vote for him. In teams competition, we had the Hattiger brothers versus the Infected. The brothers hunted with impunity, catching and killing prey right in the middle of the small town. They would have taken more, but with the willingness of the townsfolk to rush into their traps showed that they could return at any time. It wasn't until dinner that they realized they'd made a big mistake. With red eyes and drooling mouths, the brothers turned on each other in blind rage. With a vote of 15-0,
wow.
The Infected advance over the Hattiger brothers.
That was a close one.
Yeah, it was. Blowout. Before we get into this week's matches, let's take a look at the championship round, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
In singles competition in the Inferno Conference, we're going to have the Tall Man versus Freddy Krueger. In the Asylum Conference, it's going to be Pyramid Head versus Predator. We're going to get into that one in a minute. In teams competition, we have Predators versus the Infected in the Inferno and Nazi Zombies versus Demons in the Asylum. Oh, we're getting down to the meat and potatoes here, kids. Going to be crowning a champion pretty soon and giving away a prize pack of my personal stuff, which I don't ever recall agreeing to that part of the Terradome. I don't know how that got started or where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Or said I had to give away my stuff. Oh, that's right. It was my wife. She said, I want this crap out of here.
Corporate decided.
That's exactly right. Now I have to box it up and send it to you people. All right, let's get into this matchup, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
We are crowning a Asylum Conference Championship this week. Started off in singles competition. As usual, inmates, I'm not very good at writing things. The forest lands of the Northeast are home to all sorts of animal life, some having never known humankind. Deep within the Pennsylvania wildlands, a new and terrifying monster emerges. Instantly an apex predator, it evolves almost instantly and adapts to its food chain placement. The size and ferocity of the beast are unmatchable. But the efficiency of its kills are what catches the interest of the hunter. From light years away, it watches and waits. Then deforestation occurs. The beast is forced from its hunting grounds. The hunter moves fast, hoping to catch the beast before the humans do. The hunter touches down and begins tracking the beast through the forest. The trail goes cold just outside of the tree line. The beast had apparently taken new residence in an abandoned old mining town, the town of Silent Hill, Pennsylvania. In singles competition, we have the Predator versus Pyramid Head.
Hmm.
This is a tough one, dude. Predator's going to have a reach advantage, obviously, with that shoulder blaster. But Pyramid Head is a demon. And he's got, he's pretty much armor encased from mid-chest all the way up to over his head. I'm going to take Pyramid Head just because that's my guy. And I think he can take the Predator somehow.
Me too.
That's two for Pyramid Head, buddy.
I'm going to go for Predator.
I knew it, you fucking asshole. You motherfucker. Is it, dude, it's a demon. You understand that?
Pyramid Head cannot be killed.
It's an alien. How's an alien? Whatever. I'm not going to try to convince you, even though you're wrong. Let's take a look at the team's competition. Again, for all the marbles in the Asylum Conference. The old man had finally left. Heinrich and his friends had been waiting for hours. The old guy just showed up at the doorstep of the cabin demanding coffee and then decided to hang on the couch forever. Just before the old man arrived, Jordan had discovered a box of gold coins hidden beneath the cabin's floorboards. They were all going to be filthy rich. They were about to see what else was down there when the old guy showed up. 2 hours and a bunch of World War II stories later, and they were back to exploring. Beneath the floorboards of the bedroom, they find an old reel-to-reel tape recorder and an old book with some kind of a weird face on its cover. Ilsa sets to translating the book and listening to the tapes. Jordan and Heinrich set to counting out the gold coins, not caring that they all bear swastikas. Then a window breaks, Ilsa goes missing, and the screaming starts. Team's competition, we have Nazi Zombies versus Demons.
This one is tough.
I think I'm going to go with Nazi Zombies on this one, just because they are better organized, they are trained for military action, and they have the use of firearms. That's really the only substantial thing I have to back that up. What do you guys think?
Well, wow. This one is really a tie.
I would say so. I don't think either one of these could kill the other.
No, but I like Nazi zombies better.
That's pretty much where I'm at. Yeah, so that's two for the zombies. What do you say, buddy?
I'm going to go demons.
I knew it. You are a fucking asshole. That's all you are. At this point, you're just being an asshole.
Hey, I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole.
All right, inmates. Those are your matchups for the week. In the Asylum Conference, we have Pyramid Head versus the Predator. In teams, we have Nazi Zombies versus the Demons. Those are your Terradome matchups for the week. Get us your votes by next week if you can. The Mental Health Hotline is 775-387-0275. Are we in a haunted printer situation all of a sudden? Strange. And the regular old email is thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. In the meantime, we have seen some movies this week that we'd like to tell you about.
Yeah.
I saw one or two. They didn't all involve clowns. So I think I can only handle one clown movie per week. That's my personal policy.
What are you looking at?
I'll start this one off if I could. The Hunted from 2013. Do you guys remember that you guys have seen The Collector in The Collection? Remember the guy that played the thief in that movie? This is his directing and writing debut. His name is Josh Stewart. It's not bad. It's a found footage ghost movie about these guys that are trying to launch a like a hunting reality show, but they end up hunting in a stretch of forest where there's some really weird shit going on. And I'll just leave it at that. It's a pretty good show. It's not your standard found footage ghost crap that is a dime a dozen these days. I think you'll dig that.
Okay.
I also watched The Monster that Tony was talking about earlier. It's cool. It's not a bad show. It's directed by Brian Bertino, the same guy that did The Strangers.
Oh, okay.
The only problem, there's a couple of problems I have with this movie. As Tony alluded to, the chick that plays the mom looks like she's about 6 years older than the chick that plays the daughter. I mean, it's a little distracting. And they went very heavy on the white trash, too. It was clear to me that this whole movie is one big allegory for alcoholism. The monster in the movie is her alcoholism. It's not this thing in the woods.
Okay.
There is a thing in the woods. That part's pretty badass. Shitty family life, though, I think is worse than the thing in the woods. So
right.
There's that. It's not a bad show. It's definitely worth checking out. Lastly, The Girl with All the Gifts from 2016. This one's pretty good. Zombie apocalypse. You have like a underground military base where they have a bunch of weird... I could be wrong about this, but basically any chicks that were pregnant at the onset of the zombie apocalypse, their babies were born as like these half-human zombie hybrids and ate their way out of their mothers, which is nasty. But Glenn Close like rounds them all up and puts them into this underground thing where she can experiment on them and try to find a like a cure or a vaccine for the zombie shit. Wow. But then, of course, the base gets overrun and all hell breaks loose from there. Not a bad show. Definitely worth checking out. It's I wouldn't say it's Train to Busan good.
Right.
Because this probably would fit more into the Romero camp.
Okay.
In that there's like a lot of social commentary happening here, I think. But other than that, it's not a bad show. That's all I'm looking at. Monica, how about you, kid?
So I checked out The Barn.
How was that?
I loved it.
I heard good things.
Yeah.
Okay.
So even though it's 2016, it's set to be like an 80s slasher movie.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Nice.
Cool.
I got to watch Bullets for the Dead.
Bullets for the Dead. It sounds great.
It's supposed to be set in 1870 Western style.
Oh, boy.
And it's like the very first zombie outbreak.
Oh, cool.
But wow. It really wasn't. Oh. It was like... witchcraft.
Oh.
Yeah, witchcraft related. It was not good.
No,
It sounds like it would be.
It sounds like it would be
good. Well, we said the same thing about Gallowalkers. Remember what a piece of crap that was?
Oh, okay.
Wesley
well,
Snipes.
This one would be better than
okay,
that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's a good measuring stick for Western zombie movies.
Oh my God, we're in a horror movie.
Oh, yeah, you texted me about this mm-hmm. one. How that yeah. was this?
It was silly.
Yeah?
It was a silly movie. Yeah, so they're playing board games or a board game, and one of them just decides, like, out of nowhere, hey, I'm going to be a killer, and I'm going to kill all you guys, so you go do what you need to do.
Wow.
Okay.
That sounds like Saturday night at Buddy's place.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very cheesy.
Oh, man. Oh. All right.
The girl on the train.
Girl on the okay. What is that?
Yeah, that's the what's her name? Emily Blunt mm-hmm. plays in it. Oh, what would I call it? It's more like a murder mystery.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though I had it figured out in the first 5 minutes.
Those are the worst. Oh, those are the worst.
But it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all wasn't right. bad. Let's see. I got to watch The Shelter.
What is that?
That's the one that I've had high hopes for that was supposed to be coming out, where this homeless guy finds
oh,
shelter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You told us about that. Yeah. How was that?
Oh,
no.
Just slit your wrist now.
Okay. Skip that one.
It's pretty much, he's dead, and he finally figures out that he's going to hell.
That's a big cop-out these days. Oh, mm-hmm. by the way, this dude was dead the whole time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We get that a lot these days. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Shyamalan. Fuck that all up.
And I did get to watch a comedy, Why Him?
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
That's James Franco and the guy from... oh, God, what's that guy's name?
What was he in?
I'm trying to think of that really popular show, the meth show that he was on.
Oh, Breaking Bad?
Yes, that guy.
Oh, Bryan Cranston.
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
That was an awesome movie.
Okay.
It was hilarious.
Pretty funny. What's it about?
Basically, his daughter is dating this guy who is like a billionaire.
Okay.
And every other word out of his mouth is fuck.
Nice.
So it was like, and he's like freaking out. He's like, I do not want you to marry this guy. And she's like, but I'm going to. So
nice.
He tries to win the dad over.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Buddy, how about you, homeboy?
Behind the Mask.
Oh, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
Yes.
I tried to watch that.
You didn't like it?
I had to stop it.
What?
What?
It's a good show.
Yeah,
I seriously had to stop
it. Why would you stop that? It's a good show.
I could not get through it.
Oh, my God. Monica. Yeah, I'm ashamed of you right now.
It was a good
yeah,
good
I liked it. I thought it was hilarious. You didn't, what was it? You just weren't into the humor? Or?
I had a hard time with this, like, people, like, filming this and thinking there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
I think that's why I stopped it, because I was like...
Well, that's why you got to wait till the end, because it changes.
Yeah.
Oh, it changes. Okay,
yeah, they have, like, a... You gotta get
okay.
there.
Yeah.
I'll finish.
All right.
Okay. First couple episodes of The Flash...
Cool.
Yeah, good show. Episode 9 of The Exorcist, so I got one more to go, and then I'll be done with the season.
Right on.
But it's still really good.
Cool, cool.
Death Race 2050.
How cool is that?
I like it. It's definitely a throwback to the original, so it's completely different than these other Death Races that have been out.
Nice.
So and because I like the original so much, I mean, I just thought it was hilarious. It's cheesy, it's really good.
You watched that one too, didn't you, Monica?
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, very cheesy.
Yes.
Yeah. And last I saw, 2 episodes of Game of Thrones, the very first
season. There you go, buddy. There it is.
I finally got a chance to watch it start.
Get in there. You only saw the first 2 episodes?
First 2 episodes.
Oh, you got to get through that first season.
No, I will.
Because you think you know where it's going, and then at the end you're like, well, fucking fuck. All right, fuck it. Fuck that fucker. Oh, boy. Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love that shit. Anything else, man?
No, that's it.
All right, let's get ourselves into some immersion therapy.
Oh, yeah. A
little convergence action. I will converge on the immersion therapy.
Immersion therapy.
Not my favorite.
No.
Convergence. I'm very heavy on the religious stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. I get that. I think the biggest problem I had with this was that you knew right from the moment he woke up that he was dead. Right?
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to get around that. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, well, okay, here's a nurse from the 50s and this Grace guy that's walking around, the mm-hmm. security guy. All right, you're dead. You're dead. You're a dead guy.
Yeah.
Is what's happening. And then once you figure that out, then it's like, okay, so these shadowy dudes are probably not dead because they were flipping the script there. So, mm-hmm. and lo and behold, that's exactly how it goes down.
Yeah.
I agree with Tony. Was it Tony or Kreese? Whichever one said that torturing a ghost was kind of a silly move.
Oh, yeah.
I agree, especially with the waterboarding thing. How's that going to work?
Right.
Come on, man. Come on. He's already dead. He doesn't give a shit about you fucking pouring water down his face. I don't know, man. I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen, but it's not the best either.
It is okay.
I do like the main guy, Clayne Crawford. Mm-hmm. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
He's pretty mm-hmm. good. I liked him in The Perfect Guest or The Perfect Host.
Perfect Host. Yeah.
And he's in another movie that isn't that great called Evil Remains. I think he's like 21 in that movie.
Mm.
And he's like a lot heavier.
Oh, wow.
He's kind of a fat guy in that movie. It's kind of weird. But, yeah, he's good times. I like him. I could do without this movie.
Yeah.
I'm not furious at it. It's just that once you... They made it pretty obvious where they were going,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I like the angle of having the ghost hunters and them being the things and all that. But, all right, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. It's whatever. You guys, what do you guys think of Convergence?
It was all right.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah, it wasn't one of the greatest. But it was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think sometimes I believe that this is how the other side lives. Like, once you pass the ghost world,
yeah.
I think this is how it is.
If that's the case, I need to be very careful about where I die. Like, if I feel like I'm gonna die in the next 10 minutes, I need to get to a strip club. Because that's where I want to spend eternity.
Okay.
You know, I do not want to spend eternity... I don't think I want to spend eternity in this house unless I'm guaranteed that this room will remain intact.
Uh-huh.
I definitely don't want to die at work. That would piss me right off. I have to spend eternity at my fucking office.
Gosh, yeah.
That would I will that will be the most haunted office ever because there's going to be a furious Darian running around.
Well, if you die, just make sure you are set up in this room.
That's exactly right. It's either this room or a strip club. I prefer a strip club, to be honest with you.
A lot more action.
Like, I don't know if I can beat off in the afterlife. I hope so. Or at least there'll be some good cat fights in the parking lot from time to time. Oh, that's miserable. Buddy, what do you got for us this week, homeboy?
All right, this week, let's check out 1986's The Wraith. It is written and directed by Mike Marvin. Stars Charlie Sheen, Nick Cassavetes, Sherilyn Fenn, and a very sexy Randy Quaid back then.
I don't think the words sexy and Randy Quaid have ever been put together in like a cohesive unit. Very cool. Check that out, inmates. We'll do the same and get back to you next week.
Mm-hmm.
But first, we need to educate young Miss Monica.
Educating Miss Monica.
Yeah.
Nobody got it this week. This was a layup. I think this was probably the easiest Educating Miss Monica ever. Run us down your clues one more time, babe.
We're just a family-owned business that makes fertilizer. Things are going good for us, and then one day a slut shows up, her stupid boyfriend's, and a dog running around with a hand.
I would have put something in there about drinking all the orange juice boxes and only having fruit punch left. It's 100 Bloody Acres.
Yep.
Obviously. It's a great show. Yeah, or performing oral on a senior citizen, which was gross. 100% gross. Oh, that's good times. Monica, let's hear it.
Okay. Do you know fear? We like dark places, so we have taken over a small mining town. We have your pets to feed off as well as you. Trying to hide from us in that shopping mall won't help you.
Oh, small mining town.
Hmm.
I was going to say, no, that's, it sounds like a good movie.
I forgot how good it was. Like, I really enjoyed watching it again.
Including you. That sounds very, that could be a number of different movies are coming to mind. I'm going to mull that over for a week. Check that out, inmate. See what you come up with. We will get with you in a week.
Yeah, good luck.
To figure that out. She may have stumped me this time. See, she gave us two easy ones, and now she's going to strike us out with
the
hard one.
This one was pretty easy.
It's a crocodile.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not answering any of your husband's text either. If he starts dropping clues on us. All right, let's put her to bed with a little Company of Wolves action.
Yeah.
Of Wolves.
Mm-hmm. So I stumbled across a Facebook post that I'd like to read you.
Okay.
This is with the author's permission, of course. I'm going to do my best not to fuck this up. I found this highly inspirational. I think you will, too. It goes like this. So there are a few of my friends that are starting or gearing up a fitness routine as part of their lives. Messages for them and others. Being last is hard. It's really hard, but it's important and difficult to believe. And your friends that compliment you, you thank them, but you don't believe them. You say you do, but you don't. Not at first. I work out. I don't talk about much. I say it's because not everyone is interested in hearing it, but mostly it's because of fear that I'm failing, which is not progressing as fast as I should be. Because 90% of the time, I'm last, and it's hard. And I will be because it's just a fact. The others are stronger and faster and weigh less than I do. They always will. It's difficult to be okay with this, but you have to be. You do so much, this is in quotes, you do so much. If I were you, I would have quit a long time ago. You move great for someone with your body type. I don't know how to say this, but it's important that you're here at the gym. Well, fuck you too, is how I respond in my mind and out loud. But these are compliments, sincere compliments. I want to tell you that you're inspiring. The woman who took first place at Festivus told me this. I was fourth to last place. I will never be as good as her. We are all on our own journeys, which is something we say to skinny bitches, and sometimes that skinny bitches say to us. After I told a friend to go fuck herself because she has hard to get rid of, unnoticeable to others, fat in her thighs. But it's hard to believe this when yours starts back so much further. You have so much farther to go. It may take you years to be mostly okay with yourself. One day you'll realize you're stronger and faster than you were, and it will be amazing. You're not as tired, you're lifting more, walking less when you run, and actually running. You'll look up at your numbers and be amazed, and you're still last most of the time, and it's hard. It's so hard. But you're there, and you're doing it. And there are people watching you, looking at you succeed. Every time you go back is a success, because you're still at it. You're getting better, there's evidence. It will take you years to reach your goals, and it's going to be hard, and that's okay because it has to be. At the beginning of this post, some of you realize I lied. This post is for me, not for anyone else, but it can be if you want it. That was written by Kreese.
Wow.
Well, what's your fucking excuse?
That made me cry.
Me too, man. The first time I read that, I was like, oh, fucking, seriously? I felt like I've been writing this smash toe thing for a while, and first off, I'm not telling Kreese anything about motivation or anything. She's clearly got that part handled.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that I've known Kreese for a couple of years. I've hung out with her. She has come a long way physically. She is a big girl. She knows that. It's obvious she knows that. I wouldn't say that she's a fat girl. I wouldn't say that she's let herself go in any way. Obviously, she does fucking CrossFit. But this, I think, speaks to the mental state of that first step and being okay with where you are in your own fucking progress, I suppose, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a difficult thing to adjust to, especially if you're built like a Dale. Or if you're just put together like a multiple Mike's, even, who's just a big dude. Fitness isn't really part of their DNA or their genealogy. And it's all because they've decided it's not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to make that first step because that first step is unattainable. It's not. You can make that first step. Mm-hmm. Anybody can. You just have to decide to do it. You have to decide that it's okay to be last. You have to decide that the only competition is with yourself.
Yeah.
You're not going to win a gold medal. I'm not going to win a fucking gold medal. I'm not, you know, I want to not have my belly jiggle 5 minutes after I'm done brushing my teeth. And I'm still working on that, believe me. Kreese, thank you very, very much for sharing this with us and allowing me to read this on the show. I think this will speak to more people than you realize and elicit a emotional reaction also. Yeah, dude, you're a champion. You know it, obviously. So there's that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I always thought she was a badass.
Oh, she's a bad bitch for sure. And if you guys could have seen her like when we first started doing this show, she's come a long way. And she shared a motel room with Dale once. You think that requires some fit? That's an adventure in itself, my friends. You got to be in shape if you're going to do that. He steps in the room and the temperature goes up 6 degrees just because of the fucking body heat he puts out. Oh, Jesus Christ. Think about that, inmates. Kreese is available. You can find her on the Werewolf Athletics page if you want to talk to her. She's more than willing to talk to you. I can attest to that. And Kreese, thank you again very much for sharing that with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I think we're about done for the week, huh, kids?
Yeah.
What are we looking at next week, we said? Sorority House Massacre?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Closing out Massacre Month. Mm-hmm. And that's about going to do it. So as usual, inmates, hit us up on Facebook, Twitter. You can check out paddedroom.podbean.com, do some t-shirt shopping through the T-Villain link, do your Amazon shopping through the Amazon link, or if you just want to be a stud like Tony, you can hit up the Patreon link. We got some cool little rewards and stuff. I think that's about it, right? Am I forgetting anything?
Mm-hmm.
No? All right, inmates, for Miss Monica and Buddy and Chris, I'm afraid visiting hours.
Bye.
Wait.